She is 9,000 kilometers away. I am alone in this city where the languages I know are useless. I crave her. I long for her touch. What makes it all much worse is that she may not even be there when I return. I have no way of knowing. And despite that biting doubt, I want her. Here on the bed of this hotel, within these four anonymous walls, looking up at me with those eyes of hers. Which is why you're here. Which is why I was so determined to pursue you. So overeager and driven by desire that I was sure you'd laugh in my face. But you didn't. Your eyes are like lightning, like waves, like a summer storm. Just like her eyes. That's what I first noticed about you upon seeing you for the first time. And that was in a photo. 4 months passed between meeting you in a sleazy chat room in the darker recesses of the internet and kissing you on both cheeks in the lobby of the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo. In the chat room you were literate, well-spoken, and could spell. An unusual creature in such chat rooms. I was aroused by your fantasy and the games we played, but I thought it was a one-off. We exchanged emails, but I didn't expect much. I was surprised one day when several photographs appeared in my inbox. Photographs of you. Explicit, but tasteful. I hadn't asked for them. You merely offered them to me. "But you don't even know me," I wrote. "I know enough," he replied. And looking at the photos, I was stunned at how much he resembled her. The very idea of meeting in person was insane. I often meet women in foreign cities, but those affairs are brief and mutually anonymous. This was much too planned, too calculated. I had mentioned that I'd be in Tokyo for a 4-day visit. To my utter amazement, you said you'd meet me there. I remember hesitating, but you were insistent and self-assured. Sex. Nothing more, you said. I wondered how much you knew about me. The internet is all too transparent, and I couldn't be sure. But nevertheless, being a man, I went along with it. But when we saw each other in the lobby of the Imperial Hotel, I knew it would be perfect. You walked like her, talked like her, even though your accent in English was different. But I remember thinking, why did you agree to meet me here? Perhaps you sensed my need and married it with your own. I don't know. Now you're here in my room, and I don't care. Because you look like her. The simple resemblance is enough to crave you. But your bodies are identical, too. So slim, so trim, so delicate. Your hair is long and dark like hers. Your clothes share the same simple, elegant style. Your breasts are just as gorgeous as hers. Small, round, crowned with pert, attentive nipples. I want you to be her for me. Do you sense that, I wonder? Looking into your eyes. I can't be sure. Even that look in your eyes is the same. It frightens me. Like you're constantly halfway out the door. On your way to another man, another cock. Just like her. But for now, be here with me. Be her for me. Let me undress you, like I've undressed her many a time. Let that skirt fall to the floor. Those knickers are hers. Exactly. Now kiss me like she kissed me. Suckle on my tongue like that. Hungry like her. Distant but present at the same time. Kiss me. And let my fingers slip between your legs. Shaved like her. Wet like her. Hot like her. Let your fingers wrap around my cock like that, squeezing like she did, tugging gently, teasing me. My God, you are so much like her. But now, Take me in your mouth. Pleasure me like she pleasured me. Inhale me. Feel how hard my cock is on your tongue. Suck it just like that with her lips. How do you do that? How do you know exactly how I like my cock sucked? How do you know to reach up and roll my nipples in your fingers? How do you know that my nipples are so sensitive and that it drives me wild? I'm quite sure I never mentioned it. But now, onto the bed. I have to taste you. I have to remember how sweet she tasted. Glorious taste. Wine and honey. And your hips move like hers when I suck a silky smooth pussy, bouncing slightly up and down against my face, wanting more, egging me on. Come for me. Come for me like she did. Now, and it has to be now, let me inside you. Let me remember what it was like to slide inside of her. So wet, so hot, so tight, so perfect. It has to be now. Please. Perfectly identical. The way you buck your hips up against me as I fuck you slowly, firmly. The way you beg for more in a faint, gasping mumble. Oh, and when I take you from behind, you want it deeper and harder, and that is just the way she wanted it. I can only see her looking up at me, mouth parted, panting, fiery, lightning eyes, urging me to come. Grabbing the hair at the back of my neck and kissing me hard as I come inside you. But afterwards, I'm afraid to sleep. I'm afraid that I'll wake up alone, and she'll be gone. Or worse, that you'll be gone. And I'm afraid that I'll want you back, not as her.